This is Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. More bad news this week about the oceans, or about what lives in them. A new study published in the journal Science reports that one-third of all reef-building coral species are in danger of going extinct. Just 10 years ago, almost all of these species were considered to be healthy and in good shape. So what happened? That's what we'll be talking about with one of the authors on the study, and we'll ask whether anything can be done to turn the tide. Our number is 1-800-989-8255. Ken Carpenter is the director of the Global Marine Species Assessment for Conservation International and the International Union for Conservation of Nature. He's a professor of biological sciences at Old Dominion University in Norfolk, and he joins us from the International Coral Reef Symposium in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Welcome to Science Friday.
Thanks, Ira. Great to talk to you.
What's the mood like at a coral reef conference with news like this?
Well, actually, the theme here at the International Coral Reef Symposium is Reefs for the Future. And we've been hearing such bad news about coral reefs over the years that the people here are trying to focus on the potential for saving reefs in the future. Obviously, I didn't bring them very good news, and our paper sort of underlines one of the other potential big problems that are facing coral reefs. But the take-home message here has been, don't give up. We really need to work hard, and if we can somehow muster the political and economic will, we can save the corals.
Somehow is a big term.
Right.
Somehow muster the international political will. It sounds hopeful, but there seem to be, and let's go through this, so much stacked. The deck seems to be so stacked against the coral. It's amazing that any of them will survive in the oceans.
Yes. The biggest problems for corals now are rising sea surface temperature and some of the local impacts that have influenced or allowed corals to and coral reefs to be on demise throughout the world. So rising sea surface temperatures is one problem that has been influencing the increased frequency of coral bleaching events and coral disease events. There have been a couple of bleaching events that have caused large tracts of corals to disappear.
Mm-hmm. We've also heard that as carbon dioxide increases in the atmosphere, the ocean likes to suck it up and turn it into acid.
Yes, this is something that is fairly new on the scene of coral reef biology and coral biology is the fact that oceans are already becoming a little bit more acidic. And as you said, that's because such a high percentage of the carbon dioxide that goes into our atmosphere gets soaked up into the oceans. And this is potentially a big problem for corals and, for that matter, any marine organism that has a calcium carbonate skeleton. So in addition to corals, things like mollusks, your oysters, and other marine gastropods and snails and whatnot, these are all at risk because as the oceans become more acidic, the organisms require more energy to lay down their skeletons. And if they require more energy, then potentially that weakens them. And eventually, if the oceans become too acidic, then they won't be able to lay down their skeletons at all. And, of course, a coral without its skeleton would be similar to a human without its skeleton. Yeah. It simply could not survive.
Did you factor the acidic rise into your equations when you were thinking about this, or were you just thinking about the temperature rise?
Well, that's a very good question. We did not. It was definitely flagged as a potential big problem. It's probably more insidious than even sea surface temperature rising, and the reason for that is that some corals do appear to be able to adapt to the rise in sea surface temperatures. Mm-hmm. But there's really no evidence at all that shows that corals can somehow adapt to more acidic conditions. But because we didn't really have any empirical evidence yet about the effects of ocean acidification, we didn't feel comfortable to apply this to our analyses. So we left the ocean acidification simply as a big potential threat in the future.
So the news is worse than you're saying, actually, or because you don't have the data, you didn't present it, which, like a good scientist. But it's actually, I guess, it's worse because that's not even included in that. But you do have, give us some hope that, you know, because the folks who study the acidity say, well, if we stop the CO2 at levels today, we're going to lose a heck of a lot of coral.
That is potentially true. Yes. Well, the hope is that we have seen that if we really apply good conservation measures to coral reefs. So, for example, if we have places that are very well protected, some coral reefs that have these other stressors, such as the effects of bleaching, they're able to recover more quickly. So. One of the major themes here at the International Coral Reef Symposium is that if we can apply what we know about corals to help them get through the crisis that is currently occurring because of increased CO2 levels, that they just might be able to survive, that we can hopefully, there will be pockets of coral reefs that can survive, maybe whole tracts of coral reefs that can survive, if we just really try hard, and we hope that it can be done. But obviously, the overarching problem is increased CO2. So unless we can bring that into under control, we're really not going to have much hope.
Well, we'll have to keep our fingers crossed, as you are, I'm sure.
Very much so, yes.
Thank you, Kent, for taking time to be with us.
It's a pleasure.
Kent Carpenter is a director of the Global Marine Species Assessment for Conservation International. He's also the International Union for Conservation of Nature and professor of biological science at Old Dominion University in Norfolk, Virginia.